Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Chief Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees, blowing in the wind. Wish you were here. Oh, it's beautiful today so far. Sun is shining bright. Promised to be a very hot one today. So if you go out, make sure you're covered. You don't want to get a stroke, a cancer, anything else. You just go out and be aware, all right? You feel yourself getting sick, go into a building where there's some air at. And get a little breath, sit down for a few minutes, and then go back out in the heat, okay? Do that. Take care of yourself. Remember, we love you. We really do love you. All greetings to everybody out there today. Those of you that are listening on a continual basis by whatever means you're listening to, we thank God for you, you, and you. We give God all the praise for you today and trust that you're still praying for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is so good. We are Sister Dan.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord Father God, giving you honor, glory, and praise, Lord Father God. Father God, thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for yet another day, Lord Father God. Father God, we come before you, Lord Father God, asking you, Lord Father God, for forgiveness, Lord Father God, of any sin, Lord Father God, that we have committed against you, Lord Father. Father God, we thank you, Lord Father God, this day, Lord Father God, to hear our prayer, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for just having your way, Lord. Father God, we hold to you, Lord Father God. Cleave minor right now, Lord Father. Father, you know what he needs in this time, Lord Father God. He's asking for prayer, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father God, to touch him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, just touch his mind, touch his whole body, Lord Father. And if he don't know you, Lord Father, place someone in his path, Lord Father God, that would lead him, Lord Father God, to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we pray today, Lord Father God, for Ivan right now, Lord Father God. Father God, touch his body also, Lord Father God. Father God, have your way, Lord Father God, in him right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for his healing right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray today, Lord Father God, for Johnny Mae Stubbs right now, Lord Father God. Father God, we also praying, Lord Father God, for her son and niece right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Go into their homes right now, Lord Father. Father God, you know what they need, Lord Father, and we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for your healing, Lord Father God, going through, Lord Father God, them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we hold to you, Lord Father God, Pastor James Harrington right now, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God, to touch his body as well, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for the fever being broke, Lord Father God. We're just thanking you right now for continual strength, Lord Father God, in his body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we pray today, Lord Father God, for Stephanie Jennings, Lord Father. Father God, continue, Lord Father, to touch her mind right now, Lord Father. Give her peace right now, Lord Father God. Father God, we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God, to keep her kids covered under the blood as well, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we pray, Lord Father, for those, Lord Father God, that has cancer, Lord Father. Father God, those on our prayer list, Lord Father God, that asking for prayer, Lord Father, strengthen them as well, Lord Father. Pierre Sullivan, Lord Father, we call his name to you right now, Lord Father. Father God, we pray for Chrissy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, touch them right now, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Oh, Father, those, Lord Father God, that are also on dialysis right now, Lord Father. Oh, Father God, strengthen their body, Lord Father God, the process that they go through, Lord Father God, how many days a week, Lord Father God, some want to give up, but today, Lord Father, we speak to them right now, Lord Father. Father God, giving them strength, Lord Father God, that if they continue, Lord Father God, to just trust and believe, Lord Father, and set their mind in you, Lord Father God, you will have your way with them, Lord Father. Father God, touch Deacon Chris right now, Lord Father God, strengthen him right now, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we bless your holy name, Lord Father. We hold to you, Lord Father God, Norman Neverson right now, Lord Father. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for a praise report, Lord Father God, from her right now, Lord Father. For we know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God, to strengthen her, Lord Father God, in you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Continue to touch her whole household right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we just bless your holy name, Lord Father. We pray, Lord Father God, for the pastors, Lord Father God. We stand, Lord Father God, in agreement, Lord Father God, as you continue to touch your men and women of God right now, Lord Father God. Father God, giving them strength, Lord Father God, for them, Lord Father God, to continue to stand, Lord Father God, upon your word, Lord Father, and not stand down, Lord Father. Father God, preach sin, Lord Father God. Father God, we're just thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for change of hearts and minds right now, Lord Father God, towards you, Lord Father. We're praying today, Lord Father God, for unsaved loved ones, Lord Father God, that they may not leave this earth, Lord Father God, and go into a Christless grave, Lord Father, but they may seek your face, Lord Father God, and know, Lord Father God, that you are awesome and forgiving God, Lord Father. Father God, I pray today, Lord Father God, for my apostle, Lord Father God. Father God, as she bring forth the word, Lord Father God, upon this line, Lord Father God, as well as Deacon Michael, Lord Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord Father God, to use them, Lord Father God. Have your way, Lord Father. Father God, we cancel the assignment of the enemy, Lord Father God, that would try to hinder this broadcast right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord Father God, to let your anointing flow like never before, Lord Father. Father God, let it continue to go to the four corners of the earth, Lord Father God. Father God, that the broadcast may touch someone, Lord Father God, that tempting, Lord Father God, to even commit suicide, Lord Father God, or even take someone's life, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father God, to touch those people right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Father God, touch our listeners, Lord Father God, that is on this line today, Lord Father God. Father God, we cover them under the blood right now, Lord Father God. Father God, whatever they need in this time, Lord Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for working it out, Lord Father God, and blessing today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Well, amen and amen, amen again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to also remember Prophet Roger Hunt in South Miami, who's ill, and we want to send the word of prayer to him today that God will have free course in his life and touch him as he go through the ordeal that he has to go through. Father God, in Jesus' name, we say a special prayer for the prophet right now. In Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, we thank you for what you already done for him, Father. Yes. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, remember his works, God. Remember all that he's given of his life to you thus far, Father. Lord, remember him and stop by and touch him right now. From the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, we speak healing to his body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We take nothing less than a miracle, Lord, because he does need a miracle right now. God, he needs one right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the praise and the thanks for what you are doing in his life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. We didn't put that on there. Did I put that on there? Okay, we didn't have it on there. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. All right, let's give you a little word for the day. We increase our ability, stability, and responsibility when we increase our sense of accountability to God. We increase our ability, stability, and responsibility when we increase our sense of accountability to God. Yes. Just remember those words today, praise God. We thank God for us that are here right now, Sister Diane, Deacon Mike. We thank God for you all, and of course you that's on the other end of the line. Every one of you, we thank God for you today. Praise God, praise God. Amen, amen, amen. You know, I love to enjoy my salvation. How about you? Do you enjoy your salvation? Oh, you dread. You dread going to church. You dread quoting the scripture, reading the Bible. You know, everything to do with God, people just don't do. They just dread doing it. Me, I enjoy it. I enjoy seeing the hand of God at work in people's lives. I enjoy seeing it when he heal people. I enjoy when he deliver people. Oh, I just enjoy when he break loose on them and just bless them immensely. Ooh, I just thank God for that. I love to see that. I love to hear your testimony. I love to see, read your testimony. Any way you give it to me, I just love to read testimonies what God has done for people. And it's wonderful letting you know that he's in the blessing business, healing business, delivering business. God is just in the business of giving you his favor and his blessing. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. I like that, don't you? Well, if you don't, you call me and tell me why you don't like all that. Because I want to know, praise God, how can you not love God? My, doesn't matter what come and go in your life. How can you just not love him anyhow? How can you not love God's people? I'm still in wonderment of people all around that I see on a constant basis of how they love here today and gone tomorrow. You know, all this great admiration and all this great mints of words you use of love, and oh, I just love you so, and oh, la 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 la, and then the next week they done turned on you. You know, I don't understand that kind of love. Somebody will have to tell me about that, because I just don't get that. Somehow I missed the memo on that. You know, because I can't see your love turning off and on. Even when somebody treats you mean, you ever notice a woman, she got a raggedy man, and what she do? She loves that man, and he beat her up all the time, and she's still there. Why is she still there? She in love. Her love didn't turn off because he mean. Huh? Have you ever thought of? She seemed to get fall more in love with him. Have you ever noticed that? And to me, I just couldn't understand it. Still don't understand it. Somebody get the, when you get the message, tell me about it. Tell me how that works, cause I can't see all of that now. When you get too mean, I got to go. You know, I got to go on higher ground. But the thing is, some people love and they don't have any boundaries to their love. Other people, man, they love today and they gone tomorrow. You know, tomorrow they hate you. Talk about you real bad. I mean, we all going to talk about somebody, you know, because that's just our nature to talk about people, you know, and make mention of them because they're in our spirits. Is that right?
Amen.
That's the way they are. So we going to say something good, bad, or indifferent. Not meaning harm sometimes. You don't mean harm about it, but we do it. We do these things. You know we do. We'll just say something because it's in our head, it's in our mind, and we're thinking about it, and we just blurt it out. You know, we do those things too, don't we? Mm-hmm. Praise God. But we didn't say we didn't love them. We hate them, did we? No, you don't hate a person just because they don't do what you want them to do. You don't hate a person because they don't give you what you think they ought to give you. You don't hate them, you know. Amen, you see. You know how to treat them, but you don't hate them. I don't hate nobody, praise God. I love people, you know. I love people, places, and things. I just love, that's all. You say, how you do that? Because of Jesus, the anointing. Do you know the anointing makes the difference in your life? And I'm going to talk a little bit about that, you know, a little bit about that today, you know, because, you know, a lot of us have some strange lifestyles, okay? But let me tell you, if your private lifestyle is not consistent to the Word of God, your anointing going to be hindered. You do know that, don't you? Well, if you don't know it, I just told you, didn't I? Now, I'm going to give you an example, one or two examples, you know, then I'll wait these others, let them say something. I always like to hear what somebody else has to say, too. You know, in Judges 16 chapter, it's all about Samson, right? I know you done heard Samson's story up and down and around and everywhere else somebody could tell it. You done heard about Samson. Oh, mighty strong Samson. Yeah. Big man. But one thing about Samson, he was anointed. He started out his lifestyle. In his lifestyle, he was anointed. He had the anointing. And his private life was what? Consistent with the Word of God and the will of God for his life. That's what his private life was. Hear what I say. That's what it was. Okay. But what are we doing today? You know, we are not showing forth a lifestyle of the anointing. We say we anointed. We brag about we got the anointing. We got the gifts. God use us to tell people this, that, and the other. And God use us to bless people, heal them. And all we got all that saying going on. But is our lifestyle consistent with what we're saying? This is what I want to know. Is your lifestyle consistent with that? And it's important. You don't think it is, but what you do in church is very important. Did you know that? You don't know that, huh? But it is. And when you do leave church, the way you leave church is even more important. Do you see what I'm saying? Some people leave church in all kind of way mad, okay, because they didn't get their way, and I put my money in, and they ain't, hey, you didn't give it to nobody but God. That's who you was giving the money to, and he's the one to bless you, huh? We can't do nothing, okay, but pray for you. That's all we can do. But don't get upset. Now, just think about what kind of lifestyle you portray. What kind do you betray when you're outside in the world, when you're outside the church house? What kind of lifestyle do you betray? What do you betray? How do you serve God outside of the house of God? When ain't nobody around, none of the saints around, what kind of lifestyle do you have? Are you leading a double lifestyle? Because some people lead double lives, you know. They one way one time, and you ever notice one? When they one way one time. Now, they say, oh, no, you know, I don't do this and I don't do that. But when they get out, they say, ain't nothing wrong with me out there with my friends at the bar. Ain't not, now, you're supposed to have been delivered from that. Now, what you doing back in there? Talking about with your friend. You should be the one bringing your friend out. Your life should represent God to the fact that your friend want to follow you right on in the church. See, that's what your life should represent. But we have to, let me tell you a little secret. We need to look over our life and see where we come short. Huh? Then we ask this question. What's broken in our lives? Have we done like Samson? Samson knew where his strength was. Samson knew all about himself, what God called him to do, what he was, who he was. He had an identity that he knew and his family knew. Now, the world on the outside didn't know what his lifestyle should be or was or is, okay? But what does he do, huh? I'm going to tell you, evidently he's not happy with his life, with his anointing. It's not working like he wanted. He see this, the Philistines, they look like they doing better, and they getting them, they free. They can do more, everything they want to do, but I got to be just, I got to live like this. You know, are you saying that today? I can't go here. I can't look at this. I can't look at that. Well, now you can look at it now. There ain't nothing keeping your eyes from it. You can look at it, but what is it producing? That which you're looking at. You don't think about what it producing. Is it changing your mind toward God, that which you're looking at? Are the people that you hang with, have they distorted your principles? You had high standards in Jesus Christ, and as soon as you got with your drinking buddies, smoking buddies, and pot smoking buddies, and needle popping buddies, you changed. And you don't see no change, but you still going to church saying you the same. Is something wrong with this picture? Something is broken here. And if something is broken, it needs fixing, don't it? Okay, come on now, think about it. Now, Samson was a powerful man, high anointing. You know, anointing come up him, he could do wonders, the great strength he could show with, you know, doing and killing and doing whatever else he could do. You know, riddles, he had riddles too and everything. I mean, he was just an anointed vessel. And he knew he was anointed. But see, you can know you're anointed and play with God. You may take it a little too far. Well, God don't mind if I drink a little wine for my stomach's sake. God don't mind if I get sex with somebody. Ain't my husband or wife. Now, who told you God didn't mind? If he put it in there, that is fornication and adultery is a sin, then what you mean he don't mind? Somebody got their wires crossed, you see, and they just broke rank, okay? They have hindered, have annihilated their anointing. Do you get the picture? You see what I'm saying? This is what has happened. Today, to the church world, we sit around and wonder, what happened? What happened? What happened? What's wrong? What's wrong? Where the people at? Where they gone? And, you know, and some are saying, well, it's the preacher's fault. Others saying it's the people's fault. Others saying it's God's fault. Others saying it's the devil's fault. No matter whose fault it is, what are you going to do about it? Who's going to fix it? Who's going to mend it? And how are you going to mend it? Do you see? See, Samson got all caught up in something he thought was pretty, something he thought was better than what he had at home, just like we do today. I hate to keep saying it, sounding like a broken record, but, you know, the church world today is, well, they are too old-fashioned. They old school. What's wrong with old school? The Old Testament was full of old school. And when you go through the New Testament, it refers to the old school. Huh? To bring it down into what you call the new school. Have you ever thought about that? Hmm? But one thing remains the same is the anointing. The Spirit of God remains the same. You cannot change that. Hmm? Like you can change clothes, or change hair, or change shoes, or change girlfriends and boyfriends. Let's go a little further. Change husband and wife. Some people change husband and wife like they change clothes. If he don't do good today, tomorrow they going down to the divorce court. Don't make no sense. What you got married for? Hmm? Don't make sense. Okay? You see what I'm saying? We have lifestyles that are changeable. This is our lifestyles today. We don't have a lifestyle standing on the word of God. See, you got to stand on the word of God when it look like ain't nothing else there to stand on. Look like there's no ground underneath you. But you still stand because you that's what you started out with, standing on a sure foundation. And that foundation is Jesus Christ. See, I know I was brought into this on a sure foundation. No matter what people say or how they think, I know my foundation is sure because it is Jesus Christ. He is the firm foundation that I'm standing on right now. See? You say, how can you say these things? I say, I'm saying from a looking through to and fro, from church to church, I'm looking at these different churches, hearing these ministers talk, hearing people talk and how they do. And they don't think nothing of crossing God. I think they think he's a play toy. God is not a play toy. Hmm? And let me tell you, he made you to serve him. He made you to for his pleasure. And that is to see you serve him. See? He didn't... You say, well, I don't want to go because I may leave God. He didn't call you for you to become broken. Huh? He called you to grow. And you are growing in grace. This is what you're doing. And you grow stronger and stronger each day. You don't go, you strong, but now you weak. How did Samson get weak? Huh? Because he allowed a pretty face to break his covenant with God. Do you see what I'm saying? That's what he allowed. See, now ain't nobody made him do it, but he allowed. He should have stayed home. He had enough women over there in his hometown than out there in somebody else's town trying to hook a woman. Is that you? Is that you today? Hmm? We going to mend some fences right now, aren't we? Hmm? That are broken down. Hmm? Them fences all broke down because of what? Because of your flesh. Because you allowed the lust of the eyes and the pride of life to upset you, to get you in a bind, to get you out of the anointing, to get you out of Jesus Christ. This is what you're doing. And when you come out of Jesus Christ, you can say any excuse you want. Well, I can't find no church to do this. You can find a church. There is one somewhere. Just keep looking. And stop trying to make the church perfect, because it's not perfect. When you got in there, it became unperfect. You see? Because you wasn't perfect when you walked in. You looking for a perfect church. Well, you wasn't perfect when you walked in. Because you were seeking something. You looking for something. If you're perfect, you have no need of looking for anything. You already have it. Is that right? Hmm. Praise God. Hmm. But see, Samson had the Spirit of God mighty upon him. I mean, the Lord was working with him. Is the Lord working with you? Hmm? Is he working with you? Or what you doing? Hmm? What are you doing? Trying to play a Samson? See, See, Samson's more than muscles and biceps and abs. See? Samson is a lifestyle. A lifestyle of the anointing, a lifestyle of strength of God. God give you the strength to do whatever you need to do. He give you the strength to be successful. He give you the strength to be loved and to love. He has it all wrapped up already for each one of us today. But see, we want to get like that other Samson, that Samson that at the end of his life. You know, he come up and he see something that he ain't supposed to have. You know how you go up there, oh, I love my wife. Yes, I love my wife to death. And that's to death too. I love her. And soon as you see some woman walk past shaking her rear end and bouncing up and down in the top there, you gone. You done broke the covenant. Because Jesus did tell you, he said, if you look at a woman and lust at her, that's sin. Now, see that? See? Well, I ain't did nothing. Well, what did Jesus say? And it's written in red in the Bible. He said, if you look at one, look at him, just look at him and lust it after that sin. You already lusted in your heart. You see? Breaking your covenant. And you get mad when you know how wives do. You see them in movies, and the man turn his head to look, she smack him. You need spanked. That's what you need today, huh? Get back in line. Get back in line. Get in your covenant. Remember the vows that you made when you and the preacher talked about it. When he said, will you take? You see? We made that vow. You made that vow. Now, why you want to break covenant with God? And what does it do? Hinder your anointing. I don't care if you preach or teach or whatever you are. It still is going to hinder your anointing. Keep your eyes in your head. Stop lusting after everything you see. Preachers, they lust too. Some of them lust. You don't hold them up in their mess. No. Everybody want to be Samson with power. God gave me power. Yeah, God gave Samson power, but he lost it too, didn't he? Eyes caused him to get in plenty of trouble. That's why he lost them. Because you went over there looking at this woman. See? You the one went there looking at them. And you are the cause of your anointings. Don't be sitting there blaming the preacher. Well, they didn't preach this. What you mean they didn't preach it? They preached it. You just wasn't listening because your eyes was wandering. Over there at the choir, your eyes was wandering. At the preacher's wife, your eyes was wandering.
Jesus,
so you broke covenant. Now, somehow, somebody could bring you some super glue so you can mend that fence you broke. Mend that broken heart you broke. See? That relationship you broke. No, they told me Gorilla Glue is better than super glue. I don't know which one is the best. But all I know is get some super glue, Gorilla Glue, somebody glue that sticks well and permanently sticks. This is what you need at this time. Because your anointing is very important to the work of God. Did you know that? It's important to the work of God. God expects you to keep it, not get it and lose it, get it and throw it away. See, you didn't lose it just so. You threw it away. When you allow the lust of the flesh to take control of you, when you're supposed to have control of it. God gave you power over all the power of the enemy. He said, nothing by any means shall hurt you. You should not even be in the position because, see, somebody don't teach us the right way to do it, we ain't going to do it right. We're going to fall into them traps every time. Every time. And let me tell you, do you think these women come to church with these skirts up today? You know, you know? So tight and don't have nothing on under there. And you looking. Don't you know she knew what she was, the devil walking in there to trap you, to pull you out? Didn't you get it? And you know, they don't do like the backsliders, the one finna leave church. They sit on the front row because they trying to get the big fish. Cross the legs, and you can see all the way up under there. You know, that don't even make sense. See, the devil walked in. Do that. Somebody should have the power of God operating in their life. Let that Samson spirit, that anointing spirit of Samson, come forth and say, right now, Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus, and I command you to take your flight right now and get that person saved. Lay some hands on them, on the head now, not on the legs. Mm-hmm. You see? God is good, okay? But we not aware of things. We not women just as bad. They just as bad. Just as bad. Looking at the man crouching, looking at this and looking at that about the man. Oh, he show his handsome, and oh, he speaks so eloquently. Oh, you know, you just finding all kind of things to talk about that man. So what are you doing? Lusting after the man. So it's the same thing goes for you. Do you see? You breaking covenant fellowship with God. And when you do it with your relationship, that personal relationship, that means you're doing it with God too.
Come on.
See what I'm saying? Because God is mindful of people that are together. He said be together as one, not one and a half. I'm here, but you over there looking at somebody else. So my half is gone. The other half is gone. That's one and a half. See, that's trying to let you know about one and a half. See,
oh, yeah.
God sees these things. Do you understand today? Praise God. You allow that lust that Samson had to break your anointing. You want to be like Samson, you got to take the good and the bad now, huh? To the being like God called you to be. He called you to be anointed. He called you to do what? Walk upright before him. He called you to do what? Keep your eyes in your head. Stop running around, looking around every time a woman passes you with a bikini on. I heard a man talk about they take bikinis, put bikinis on women, and sell hot dogs. And put and that is the truth now. You know, there's a place I'd love to get some hot dogs. They had some good hot dogs, too. And every day I say, why she got to put on a bikini? People going to buy a hot dog anyway because they're hungry. Why does she have to have on a bikini? You see? Don't make no sense to me, but didn't men do flock? Maybe she just got a problem. Maybe the woman have a problem. She need that attention or something. And he just, the man flock up there just buying hot dogs and talking.
Yeah.
I'm buying it to eat because they taste good. I don't want to see that all of that. I can do without all that, you see, personally. But people do these things, you see. And so now somebody needs to be mended. Somebody needs to be fixed. And it ain't like the nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty, you know, sat on the wall, Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. See, Samson had a great fall, didn't he? Huh? Samson had a great fall, and when he fell, you would look at him at first. See, the enemy did not know God, and he was a man called of God, and so if God called him, he going to bring him back up. He going to mend things. He going to mend Humpty Dumpty. You see what I'm saying? Because he fell, he's not going to let him stay there. He going to bring him back up. see. Little did they know, say, well, now just because you cut his hair off, you remember you should have kept his hair cut. See, gave him a bald head one. See, they didn't pay attention. The man, you got him tied down there, pushing the grinding stone all over the place, and you're not paying attention that his hair going to grow back. So you figure like, oh, I got him now. See, I got him now. You ain't pay attention to the details, but I got him now. That's what you say. But listen here, you may have him now, but will you have him later? Huh? Because he said, Humpty Dumpty that sit on the wall, Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Now, all the king's men and the king's horses couldn't put Humpty back together again, but Jesus can.
Oh, come on.
Because he is the super glue, that puts us back together and restores us to our former place. Do you get it? Don't let all this stuff make you lose your anointing. Don't give it up for just a glance at some skin. Don't give up and let what somebody say cause you to, break covenant with God. We let the dumbest, simplest things cause us to break covenant with God. What somebody did, well, it's done. Let it stay over there. Don't pick it up. Don't try to put it back together. Don't try to weave it into your life, your present life, when you're trying to live right for God. See, when God calls you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, let me tell you one thing. You are righteous. Don't let people pull you out of that. So you can break that covenant with God. Don't be fooled by every wind doctrine that come by. If God has placed you somewhere and you know you get the word, you know they pray for you, you know they holding you up and everything and they there for you if you need them, you know they there. But you're going to allow some Philistines to come in and show you something else that looks better. Just because it looks better don't mean it's better. Do you get the picture? Everything that look good ain't good. Ice cream tastes real good. Look good, tastes good. But let me tell you, it will melt. And another thing, you eat too much of it, you're sick. Made up of salt. And that salt will kill you. See? Everything look good ain't good. But it's delicious while you're licking that top scoop, ain't it? Running all down your face and everything. Oh, you just having fun. But it will kill you. You see? Too much salt. All right? You didn't know that, didn't you? You didn't think about that, did you? I know you didn't. You didn't think about all that salt. But I love ice cream. I ain't dumb. I'm talking about it because I love it, but I can't eat it because of the salt. All right? But anyway, the anointing, it's not worth all of that, doing it anyhow. Well, you tell people God said you need to deal with your stubbornness. I ain't stubborn. You stubborn. I ain't stubborn. Now, you see, if God tell you to tell them that, he didn't tell me, if I'm stubborn, I know I'm stubborn. I got to work on mine. But I know when I see stubborn, it's because I'm stubborn. So I see a like person, right? You see? Because what? One spirit knows the other spirit. And the devil know you when he see you. See? You think he don't, but he do. He got your number. So the devil had Samson's number, knew what it takes for him to break covenant. And he did just that. Lost his connection. Are you losing your connection today? Don't lose your connection with God, You know, you may start it out right and some things came up, temptation came, but he said yield not to temptation. He didn't tell you it wasn't coming. He let you know. You got heads up. Temptation is going to come in your life. Temptation come in all our lives in some form or fashion. Whatever it is that will make us weak, will weaken our faith, he will bring that to you. He ain't going to bring nothing that, hey, you can overcome with your eyes closed. He bring that which he know in your heart going to bring you down, going to make you fall, make you give up, make you crack. He know that. Do you see what I'm saying? My man started out right, and, you know, he said the right thing in front of him when he told in the 16th chapter, he told Delilah, what did he tell her? Go get him. You know, he knew that that man liked women. That was the weakness he had. And what happened? He got in trouble about that same weakness. But I'm so glad that God will mend broken fences. When things are broken, your heart and whatever else is broken, you're discouraged. All kind of things, you know, people have rejected you. All of this has made you broken in spirit, broke your spirit. You don't think the way you used to, because it's broken. The connection is broken. You can go to God and he will mend it. He will fix it up right. Yes, he will. That's what restoration is all about, is him doing what? Mending what is broken. Why did he, when he asked you to come to him, when he told you, he said, you come with what? With a broken and a contrite spirit. You got to be broken for him to bring you to him so he can fix it. He don't have to fix nobody already whole, do he? Because you already whole. Hello? But let me tell you, you got to produce a what? Consistent lifestyle to Christ. Your lifestyle has to be consistent with the Word of God. That's the bottom line. Anybody want to hear me? That's the bottom line. And all the time, we all do some things that's out of way, and then what do we do quickly? We repent. You don't let it stay there and begin to take root in you, because then it becomes something even larger and you may not never get out of it then. But you have to allow God to come into your life and take root and saute you with his word. You taste so good. God going to say, look at my child. I got to bless that one. He's the apple of, she's the apple of my eye. You see what I'm saying, You might have been broken, but you're not broken. Just tell the devil, I ain't broke no more. Today, from today on, I am sealed. Every crack and cranny is sealed. There's not a hole, not even the air can get through. I am sealed with the blood of Jesus. You're sealed with the blood of Jesus today. Glory be to God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm getting excited about that. Amen. Glory to God, because he just delivered somebody just now. Hallelujah. He just touched you right now in the name of Jesus. We'll tell you now, rise up right now and be counted among those that are sanctified. If you were down, it's time for you to get up right now. Raise your hands and say, Lord, I thank you for restoration. I thank you for mending every broken piece on me or in me. Father, I just thank you today. Hallelujah. When it seemed like I wasn't going to make it, seemed like I wasn't going to get it together, Father called me and he did what? He put me back together again. I'm so glad about it. I'm so glad you're together again. I'm so glad God has mended your broken fence. You're no more the old Samson that calls himself to be disconnected from God. You're not a new one that he said, Lord, remember me. Huh? The hair grew back. He might not could see, because that was the trouble he had in the first place, seeing too much, what he shouldn't see. But anyway, he got it back when he said, Lord, remember me one more time. All I need to do just one. I'm not asking for a whole lot, because I know I was wrong. I know it was me that broke the covenant. Talk to God. Tell him about yourself. Stop lying to yourself. I ain't did nothing. Don't lie. Huh? Tell God about it. Say, God, I broke covenant with you. But right now it's mending. Right now I hear that word, Father God. I am listening, God, right now. And I'm going to act upon it right now in the name of Jesus. And it says what? I shall be healed. I shall be made whole. You whole now. Nothing broken anymore. You whole right now. If you confess it right now, all you got to do where you are is confess it right now. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Throw the mic here.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that word from Apostle Porter. You know, look at your life and see where you're at in these things. Look and see how you did. You know, you see Samson, he had a weakness, and that weakness got exploited. And you know, a lot of us have these little isms and schisms that get exploited, and we have to look at these things. We have to look at how our life shine. What's the reflection that we're trying to present to people, that we get out here and get ourselves into trouble? As Samson did, he got himself into trouble, you know, because that was his weaknesses and that was he did. Now, you know, as Apostle was going, I was reading 1 Samuel 28, and I thought about Saul. When Saul said, the Lord have left me, and neither by dreams nor by prophets. Now, he didn't understand what he did wrong, but he did. He didn't listen. See, he was hard-headed. But then he tried to cover himself and hide from the woman who he looked for that had a spirit, the soothsayer, witch, whatever you want to call her. But he tried to hide from her. And she told him, why hast thou deceived me? Now, what do you want of me? Now, we look, as you look at the story, as how Saul wanted to bring up Samuel to talk to Samuel. Now, he didn't look at his reflection of what he was doing. He didn't think about the consequences of what he was doing. He didn't think about what was going on, what he was going to do. He didn't even understand why the Lord had left him. But the Lord left him because of Amalek. And he needed to understand what he did, because the Lord, he didn't do what the Lord asked him to do. You know, so that made a bad reflection on the Lord, so the Lord had to let him know. When the Lord said, when Samuel told him, thou shalt be a prisoner, or you shall fall to the Philistines, you and your sons. So the Lord was letting you know. See, God going to let you know what's going to happen. God, when you know the consequences of what you do. And you see, the thing about it is, a lot of people do things without fear of the consequences, without fear of what they are doing, of the consequences that's going to be bestowed. Because whether it's good or bad, there's always consequences. Yeah. Whatever you do, there's always consequences. Yeah. So my thing is this to you right now, to everyone out there right now. What is your reflection to God? What is your reflection to the church, who you belong to? If you don't belong to a church, get into one. Because your light and what you reflect in people in your life is what reflects God. So you have to be steady in what you do. You have to be up on your answers of God. excuse me, you have to be up on what you're doing. What's your reflection? What's your light? How do you shine among people? How do you shine among your brethren? Let's put it to you that way. You know, whether you're man or woman, whatever, but you need to understand your light and what you are and what you represent is what you're going to get back. You can't expect to be blessed and you out there being a holy hellraiser. You ain't finna get blessed. You got to be up on your P's and Q's on a regular basis because the devil's coming at you. Let's just face that. The devil's coming at you. Whatever that little weakness or ism or schism that you have, that's what the devil is going to exploit. So you know you have to be up on your toes. You got to be ready for all of these things that come. So if you got any weakness, be prepared. Get in your word, pray, be prepared, because the devil's coming. See, he already got the sinners. He already got them. He's coming at you because you're trying to do something good with your life. You're trying to put your soul in the right place. Yeah. So the devil want to take you out of that. He wants to drag you down. Now, you ever had them friends I used to call the mud mashers? Because they always want to drag you down in the mud. They always pulling you down. See, you always got people that's running around that's pulling you down. So why do you deal with them ones that pull you down? Let's keep ourselves up. Let's keep ourselves up out of the fray. Let's keep going into the right direction. Let's put forth our best foot. Let's stay in the mirror and look at yourself and see what kind of reflection comes back at you. You know, whether you're bad or whether you're good, whether you're mean or lean, however you want to look at it, but you got to put forth your best foot. You got to watch out because the devil is coming, and he's all around today. Trust me, he's all around today because there's all kind of distractions that pulls people out of their rest, that pulls you out of what you want to do today. So we got to understand that there's nothing wrong with progress, but sometimes progress interferes with God. We need to understand that because all the technology that's going on today will pull you out of God because you're so interested in what you're doing. You got the young people that's interested in video games. They ain't thinking about nothing else. They don't want no Sunday school. They don't want all they want to do is sit in front and play video games. Now, isn't that a distraction? What are they learning? They're not learning anything, but they just want to play the game. See, we got to understand and tell them it's a time out for that. You going to Sunday school today. You got to have a foundation. You got to learn because when the devil comes, he's coming. He's going to take our young. He's going to take the old. He's going to take the middle. It don't matter. The devil is coming. Wherever is your weakness at, the devil may take your car. He may take your loved one, but the devil is coming. He's going to take you out your rest, no matter how you say it and how you look at it. So what is your reflection today? What are you looking for out the Lord? Where are you going? Do you know how to get there? Do you know what you're looking for when you get there? See, these are all the answers and the questions that we need to ask ourselves is what is we going to do? What are you going to do today? Are you going to be looking at the mirror and looking at yourself and trying to figure out is what does God see in me and what do I see in God? See, the point of matter is, what is your reflection today? How do you want to represent? Represent God. See, that's the point. See, don't be like Samson. Don't be like Saul. Always keep on your guard because things are going to happen. Now, how do you handle all these things that happen? And that's where we run into problems at. So I just here to tell you today is watch yourselves accordingly because the devil is coming. He's after us. He's after each and every one of us at this time today because things are going on and things are moving fast. So you better get on board with God because if not, you're going to be left behind. And here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That was an awesome word from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. So you know what? You tune in tomorrow to Blog Talk Radio and hear an awesome word coming from the man or woman of God. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go. When
I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go. When
I
let God,
let him have. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. As soon as I stop worrying.
Let God.
He can handle it all. Yes,
let go.
Let God.